Welcome to the In Preaching Podcast, the weekly online and radio devotional inspired by Christian Inns. The inspiration for this episode of the In Preaching Podcast comes from the In Bringing In the Sheaves. I pray that you will receive fresh encouragement from the beautiful picture of the harvest promised for all believers. And now, please listen as our host, Olufemi Oguntokun, presents the 42nd episode.
Thank you so very much for joining us. Is anyone tired, fed up, disillusioned and weary? Is anyone just at the brink of giving up and abandoning a worthy cause? Is anyone's Christian pilgrimage now plagued by doubts and fears? This hymn is just for you. It illustrates a biblical principle for fighting fatigue, doubts, hopelessness, and disillusionment, which is this: call to mind the promise. Call to mind the promise. Picture in your mind the sure promise of the harvest, and from that vision, take fresh courage. Let your spirit, body, and soul be renewed and keep on, labor on. Almost all of us are familiar with that state of mind. We have been faithfully working at something, diligently putting hours upon hours of toil, days, weeks, and months of patient sowing. But as yet, there is nothing to show for it. It's like a farmer, and that's the imagery used in this hymn. It's like a farmer waking up early in the morning, sowing seeds.
Sowing in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness.
At the end of that painstaking and difficult task, there is really nothing to show for it, nothing to take home. And before that, he would have spent days plowing and tilling the ground, for which effort he receives nothing tangible. And then he has to tend the young plants, carefully uprooting thorns, weeding out grasses, irrigating the field, or watering the plant. If the rains delay in coming, he becomes concerned. If the rains become too heavy, it becomes anxious. Under the rain and in the sun, in broad daylight and at night, he has to ensure that the plants thrive, that they are not ravaged by wild animals or infested by pests. He labors on. Some days, he doesn't even feel like it at all, but he labors on still. He labors on, bored and encouraged by one thing and one thing alone: the assurance of the harvest and the joy it brings. He pictures himself gathering sheaves, gathering the grain, gathering the crops, the bountiful harvest, all of it, gathering them into the barn. Large silos are filled to the brim. Heavy bags of grain are bursting at the seams. Oh, what bountiful harvest there would be. And so, with this firmly in his mind, he minds neither the rain nor the sunshine. He cares for neither the rain nor the sunshine. He gives thought to neither the bodily pains nor the occasional bouts of depression. Instead, he focuses on the harvest and the joy of the harvest. Dear listener, I assure you on the authority of the scriptures and by the power of the Holy Spirit, there is no one who is looking to God and to God alone for success in any worthy endeavor that will not receive a bountiful harvest. It is for such a one that Psalm 126 verses 5 and 6 are written: may those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. Those who go out with weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves. Maybe that's you, brother and sister. Maybe that's you. You've been striving with God in prayer, laboring in prayer day in, day out, year in, year out. But what's to show for it? Hey, do not faint. Men ought to pray and not faint or give up. Luke 18:1. And the earnest, the heartfelt, the continued prayer of the righteous makes tremendous power available. James 5:16. So keep on, keep on, keep on in prayer. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the harvest. And maybe that's you, parents. You've been working hard to bring up your children in the way of the Lord fulfilling your God-given task of raising another generation for the Lord. But sometimes it all seems like labor lost, disobedience and rebellion from children, or you become anxious for how your children will not be negatively influenced by the pervasive culture of secularism and decadence. I say to you, the battle is the Lord's. Keep on. Picture the sure promise of the harvest of children who will glorify God and give you peace of mind. Keep on. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the harvest. And maybe that's you, Christian. In your ministry, you've been toiling day and night, faithfully preaching the word and serving God's people. But hey, what visible harvest do you have? Please be assured by him whose word you preach. Isaiah 55:10-11. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. So keep at your work, Christian worker. Keep at your post, Christian preacher. Keep on. Picture the sure promise of the harvest of souls for the Lord, a pat on the back by your Savior. Keep on. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the harvest. So, in what field are you daily sowing in pain? In what field are you daily sowing in pain and becoming disillusioned to the point of giving up? Is it your career, your business, your family, your marriage, your Christian ministry, your health, your children, your academics, or most importantly, your Christian journey? Do not faint. Keep sowing the good and faithful seed. Picture in your mind the sure promise of the harvest and be renewed. Bear in mind the admonition of him who said, "Let us not become weary in doing good." Galatians 6:9. For at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not faint. If we shall come rejoicing,
bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves.
Let us pray.
Come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Lord, I pray on the authority of the name of Jesus for your people and for myself as we journey on in our personal lives and in our Christian faith. Please strengthen the weak hands, steady the knees that give way, water the thirsty, give food to the hungry, and fresh hope to the weary mind. Grant, O Lord, that those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. Grant that those who go out weeping, carrying the seed, will return with songs of joy, bringing in the sheaves of the harvest, so much so that when our fortunes are restored, when the time of harvest comes, we will be like those who dream. Our mouths will be filled with laughter and our tongues with songs of joy. And it will be said about us, "The Lord has done great things for them," to which we will gladly reply, oh yes, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. We ask in faith and in the name of him who is the Lord of the harvest and who is Lord of all, Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen. Thank you for listening, and please share this podcast with others. For the best listening experience, we recommend that you download any of these three applications: the SoundCloud app, which is available on all mobile platforms, the Apple Podcast for iOS devices, and the Google Podcast applications. Please search for In Preaching and subscribe, follow, or like the In Preaching podcast. The In Preaching podcast is produced by the Gospel Bells Port TV.